AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris used her first rally as the 2024 presidential candidate to frame the Democrats' fight against Donald Trump.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin!
In a Midwest battleground, Harris says the election comes down to a central choice.
Do we want to live in a country of freedom, compassion, and rule of law? Or a country of chaos, fear, and hate?
She spoke in a high school gym to a roaring crowd. In sharp contrast to President Biden's visit 2 weeks ago after his disastrous debate, while Harris lit into Trump.
I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
She says the race is about more than just fighting against Trump. It's about for whom the nation should fight. And with 105 days left,
we have an election to win.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the Pennsylvania State Police says two local law enforcement officers stationed in the complex where the gunman opened fire at former President Trump left to go search for the man before the shooting. Meantime, the director of the Secret Service has resigned in the aftermath of the assassination attempt. On Capitol Hill, protesters against the war in Gaza staged a sit-in at a congressional office building. It comes ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress tomorrow. Capitol Police made multiple arrests. Senator Bob Menendez has sent a letter to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, a fellow Democrat, saying he's resigning effective August 20th. That follows his conviction on corruption charges. The move gives Murphy the ability to appoint someone to the Senate to serve out Menendez's term. And Iowa's abortion law will take effect Monday. It bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Iowa Supreme Court reiterated in June there's no constitutional right to an abortion in the state. This is AP News. The Transportation Department's investigating Delta Airlines, still struggling after the global tech outage.
The outage began Thursday night into Friday morning, and most airlines have recovered. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Delta is still canceling or delaying flights. More than 500,000 passengers have been impacted,
including people being on hold for hours and hours trying to get a new flight. People having to sleep on airport floors, even accounts of unaccompanied minors being stranded in airports, unable to get on a flight.
Buttigieg says he has spoken to the airline CEO.
Delta will live up to their passenger service commitments, including specific commitments that we secured from Delta in 2022 and are prepared to enforce.
That includes free rebooking and to provide hotels and meals when there's a lengthy delay. The collapse at Delta is stunning for an outfit widely viewed as the best big U.S. airline. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.